Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What's going on? It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Myself, John Boy, and filling in for Oklahoma, no Wi-Fi Jake, we have Big Baby David, David Mendelson. How you doing, bud?
Not too bad, not too bad. Good win yesterday. It's got me in a good mood.
Right? It's crazy how much it affects our moods.
One win.
One win. I mean, it's for you. A lot of people are going to make more of it than what it is. But it was good. Right. I mean, my dad asked me, does that win erase the Oakland sweep? And for me, it does. It's like, okay, we're back. Yeah, we're back. Don't care. As long as we stay in first place and prove that we can do it, then we're good. So, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, man, good win, though. A little different matchup tonight. Still the Yankees and the Dodgers. The lineups, the pitching, it's a little different. Let's get right into that. The Yankees lineup is DJ LeMahieu's leading off, Aaron Judge batting second in right field. Didi Gregorius drops down to the three hole. Oh, I have this wrong. I did not change the Yankees lineups. Damn, people that are going to come into this chat late are going to nonstop mention that in the chat. That's always annoying when I forget to do that. I usually have Jake check that for me. Whatever. Didi's playing
all right.
Didi is playing short and batting third. Glaber is playing second and in the cleanup spot. Then you got Gardner, Gio, Tauchman is in over Maben, Romine's in over Gary, and CC is pitching. We knew that Gary was going to be sitting this day, so no one should be upset about that. It's just kind of how it works, day game after night game. And then you have Tauchman over Maben, who just kind of got hot yesterday. Anything jump out, the lineup, the order, anything?
I hate the NL because you'd think we'd get a Gary DH day after yesterday in an AL game, but we don't get that because the rules don't let that happen. So I don't like that. Glaber from 3 to 4, fine. No qualms.
Yeah, the one thing I will say is it is somewhat convenient, and we'll see, that the day game after the night game isn't the Ryu or the Kershaw start. It is the Gonsolin start. How do you pronounce his last name?
That would be my guess.
Yeah, so Gonsolin. I mean, that's like a nice caveat. And Romine, get in there, do your thing. CeCe's going to be hitting. CeCe's going to be pitching against Pollock's leading off again, Turner batting second, Smith in the three hole, Bellinger four. Weirds me out that they have Bellinger as their four hole hitter. It just doesn't seem to jive with like what every other team in baseball does now. Taylor batting fifth, Muncy slides down to sixth. I don't get why the Dodgers do their lineup this way.
That's what got me.
Yeah, Kike Hernandez batting seventh. Jed Giorko, the worst name in MLB, batting eighth. And our dude, Tony Gonsolin, I don't know how you say his name, batting ninth. Yeah, man, I don't get why have Bellinger and Muncy batting four and
not having
six.
You're not having both of them in your top four, especially the way people look at baseball now. I guess it speaks to the Dodgers' depth quite a bit. But like,
yeah,
what?
Still.
But then, like, Taylor's name sticks out as why is he above anyone? Not that he's a bad player at all, but
I think he's hot now. But I don't know. It weirded me out.
Do that too.
It weirded me out that it was maybe it's just an NL thing. Weirded me out that it was 4 and 5 yesterday with Paxton going in the first. Me and Joe's were like, "Damn, that's nice that Paxton doesn't have to face those two guys in the first inning." And now to have him 4 and 6, I don't know, whatever. We'll see how it goes.
It's weird.
Yeah. You think CeCe's faced any of these guys before?
Are you pulling that up?
Yeah. So Turner is 2 for 9 off CeCe with an RBI. Jed Giorko is Giorko. Giorko is Jed G. Jorko, I don't know. He's 1 for 6. AJ Pollock is 1 for 3 with a double. Kike Hernandez. When did Kike face CeCe?
When would that have happened?
2016. The Yankees and the Dodgers played. I didn't realize he'd been around that long.
That must have been his first month up or something.
Yeah.
I think he would have just gotten up.
And then do you think Turner's that same game? Turner's been around forever.
He's been around a while.
Holy shit, dude. I didn't realize Turner's been around for that long. And they faced each other in 2009.
Damn. I only found out recently Turner was at one point on the Orioles.
Yeah, that's when they faced each other. Shit. 2009. But then he's also faced him in 2016. I wouldn't have guessed that. I didn't know that Kike Hernandez was banging around in 2016. It was September? Was he a September call-up, or am I just completely off?
I think he was up and down a bit that year. Because I think I remember I went on a trip to L.A. I think it was 2016. Might be making that year up. And I think I remember him being in the lineup at an August game I went to. So I think he was an up and down, kind of exciting prospect kind of guy, but nobody knew exactly what he was supposed to be.
He came up with the Astros in 2014.
Okay, would have ever guessed that.
And then he played 24 games, then got traded to the Marlins, where he played 18 games, then got traded to the Dodgers and played 76 games in 2015. Yeah, I didn't know all that. Not well versed, but whatever. All right, so CeCe.
He's 28.
Yeah. CeCe has not enough history to really care about it. And then Tony Gonsolin, he's got nothing versus the Yankees. Yeah.
Angus is his either fourth or fifth career major league game. So hasn't faced us.
Yeah. And his last 10 games. Where is it? In his last 7 games. Started. He's been pretty good, but he doesn't throw a lot of pitches. He hasn't emptied the tank. The most pitches he's thrown this season is 70.
Is he getting kind of how we saw from Lasagna last year, where they five and fly? That's kind of all you're getting.
Yeah. His debut, he went 4 innings pitched, 4 earned runs versus the Diamondbacks. He threw 77 pitches. Then he came out of the bullpen to finish a game. Then his last 2 starts, he went, okay, here's a real start. 6 innings pitched, 90 pitches, 0 earned runs, 7 Ks versus the Cardinals. That was August 5th. And then he faced the Braves. So he's facing good lineups. 4 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 5 hits. So he hasn't really had any brutal results lately. His last 2 starts in August have had good results. But, I mean, Ryu had the best results to ever live in, home starts. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know what he throws. I'm going to guess he's a righty. That's why Talkman's in there, even though Talkman hits lefties better. I'm going to guess he throws low 90s fastball with a slider, because that's just what everyone throws.
Yeah. It definitely got a fastball slider. Maybe works a change in there sometimes. I don't know.
4-seam fastball, 94 miles per hour, and splitter, 87. Ooh. Cool.
I'm a sucker for a good splitter.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. All right. Do you have a specific guy you're watching out for? Or thing that you think may happen, may not happen? Concerns?
I would say, and we're going to talk about this a little more when we get into bullpen plan stuff, but I'm keeping an eye on Zach Britton, because I've been calling for it, I think, since game 2 of Oakland. I think I've tweeted every night, I want to see Zach Britton in this game, and we haven't seen him.
Yeah.
So I think if he's doesn't play today, I think he's definitely nursing something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking yesterday, because yesterday felt the perfect game to get Britton an inning with the 8-run lead and get Britton an inning, because if anyone's not aware, he struggles when he has a lot of rest. But instead, they went to Canely to get out of that jam, which I get, because there was a little bit of let's not let this amount to anything.
That was fine.
The next inning they brought in Nestor, I would have done an inning of Britain. But he's now gone 6 days in a row without pitching, which I think may be Zach Britton's biggest, like that's got to feel like a month off for him. That may be his biggest rest this season.
Yeah, we don't see him go more. We don't see him get like full series off ever.
July 13th, he had 8 days rest. That was right after the All-Star break. And June 16th, he had 6 days rest. And I think that was just regular, I'm guessing. Maybe he was nursing something then. And he came in on 6 days rest in a 10-3 game because they just needed that to happen. We'll get into the path to victory, pitching path to victory, as we call it here. But yeah, Britton needs to come into this game. CeCe's not going to give you 7 innings. He's not going to give you 6 innings. You shouldn't even really be expecting it. If it happens, that's wonderful. But like, no one should be making their plans around CeCe going deep into the game. It's probably 5 and fly. You have 4 guys on the bench. Like, if they want Gary to pinch hit for CeCe at one point, it's real easy to do that. So with the loaded bullpen, I mean, Canely went, he threw to one batter. We got one out, I should say, two batters.
Through four pitches.
Yeah, okay. So Canely threw 4 pitches. So Canely, Otto, Britton, Chapman are all ready to go. And you have Gary ready in the wings to pinch hit for CeCe whenever that happens. So I would expect CeCe, you know, he could be pitching really well, but if it's a close game, you're going to pinch hit Gary for CeCe in that moment and hand it to the bullpen. I wouldn't expect CeCe to go more than 5, even if he's dealing, unless we're up big, which – I ain't gonna bank on that either. That's kind of interesting. So
yeah,
give us 4, CeCe.
Yeah, if it's 4, I'm cool.
that's pretty good. So that is kind of the path to victory. Use everyone. Be weary of what Britton does because he has struggled on a lot of rest. But yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching out for Tauchman, man. He had a good series versus the A's. Like, he actually had some hits and stuff. He replaces Maben because they're playing the lefty-righty splits, even though Tauchman hits lefties way better. But Maben had a good game yesterday, so it was the right move. Instead of Maben getting to grow on that game, Tauchman goes in. So good for Tauchman. Let's see what he can do. Romine would also be interesting, just like, I'm not expecting much, but that'd be fun.
I'd slap one hit today, and it was worth having you in there, Ro.
Yeah, right? Sack fly. Row with the sack fly today. That's my call.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's what I got going on. My what to watch for. Row mine sack fly. Boom. All right. Homer draft. It's the homer draft. 5 home runs hit yesterday. 3 of them I had on the books in my name. Joe's McFly was picking on behalf of Jake and you. It's you guys are a team now. He did get the Glaber home run, but I got Judge. I got 2 DDs. No one took Gary. I get the first pick today. I almost want to take Gary as the pinch hit home run, but I'm not going to. I think they might try to give him the full day off unless it really calls for it. I can't take Judge. I cannot take DD. I know that you said you wanted to take Gio, but you can't because Joe's took him yesterday. So I'm going to take Gio with my 2nd pick since you can't
it's
take him.
Be there.
With my 1st pick, someone told me to take CeCe. It almost should be bonus points. I'm not taking I'm going to take DJ LeMahieu. He's in a little bit of a slide. We got a lesser pitcher compared to Ryu and Kershaw. I'm going DJ and
Gio. Poke one. Okay. So for my choices, I'm going to ride the hot hand with one of them. I'll take Aaron Judge.
Smart.
I think he's going to poke one today again. And then with my 2nd pick, I'll go Mikey T. He's heated up but hasn't hit a home run in a little bit. So he's about ready for that to happen after he had like a little 10-game slide. Then he started, you know, getting his slap singles and double a couple doubles. It's all time right. for Mikey T.
Talkman and Gio both homering would be a lot of fun. How many eyes are on this series? People have been talking about that, telling them, like, hey, these two guys are doing crazy things. For it to come to fruition will be fantastic. CC, are you excited for CC? He's going to swing. Did you see he was working on his opposite field approach in batting practice? I don't know if that was a joke or real. It'd be so funny to see him go up and slap the ball. It's probably his last at-bats ever. And he was at one time the best, like one of the best hitting pitchers in 2008. He went to the Brewers. He was hitting home runs and pitching every 3 days, basically.
Just did everything.
The coolest like month baseball players ever had. Do you think, are you expecting CC to make contact? He's been terrible as a hitter since coming to the American League.
It'll be fun if he does something. I'm not necessarily looking forward to it. One of the beat writers, I don't want to get who it was wrong, so I won't throw a name out there. But someone said, like, good morning, CC Sabathia's knees might have to run the bases today. And I was not excited. Not excited.
That sounds like a Cuddy tweet.
I think it was Cuddy. It might have been Eric Boland.
Those beat writers love twisting knives.
So I was like, oh, man, I do not want to see that happen. I can't deal
Cuddy,
with
Cuddy. Brandon Cuddy. Out.
It was Cuddy.
How about that? I know the beat reporter so well, I knew it was a fucking Cuddy tweet. Good morning, CC Sabathia's knee might have to run the bases today. Brandon Cuddy. God damn it, Cuddy. It's kind of funny. Yeah, man, that's interesting. You almost just want him to go base to base.
If he hits the ball, just do not sprint, man.
Dude,
get thrown out in right field. It'll be funny.
I mean, fucking, like, if they don't pitch hit for CC and he somehow gets on base, like, they're going to be like, should we pinch run?
Yeah. If he gets a second inning at bat and, like, they bounce when it hits him in the leg and he gets to go to first.
Yeah. Damn. That's going to be funny. That'll be interesting.
Fun times.
Yeah. All right. I got to find the over-under. Dude, I got the over-under right again yesterday. Jake/Joe's got it wrong. But my over-under streak, I might have to tweet it out to let everyone know how impressive it is. Because if I was actually a gambler, I'd be making a lot of money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm 15-4 in the last 20. 15-4-1 in the last 20 over-unders. That's a hell of a record. I'm the best. Go me.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Looks like me, Jake, and Joe's are on a cold streak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So yesterday was 8.5 with Ryu and Paxton, and it went over. That's the lowest I've seen it in a while. I don't think today is going to be 8.5 now with CC and this Gosselin pitcher. I don't know how much they bump it up. I think they may bump this one up to 10. Day game, hotter, ball might carry more, and then two lesser pitchers. I'm going to check it now. Do you have a guess for what you think they're going to have it at?
I'll say they have it at 10.5 just to big dick you if you're wrong and I'm more right.
They have it at 9.5. Still, that's pretty low. I'm going to take the over.
I don't like to just take the same thing you take, but that's not good programming, but like you're one hot, and also like I came in today kind of ready to take the over no matter what, so
all right, over.
I think I gotta just the overs, over no
the
matter
overs
what.
Have it the overs have it. Hey, the over's been kind to me, so man, that's I mean these are good offenses, right? Actually, the Dodgers are pretty cold right in their last three games. I think they've scored 3 runs.
Yeah. And we are going to like actually use our bullpen today. I think the runs they're going to score are going to kind of have to be off CC, which those kind of runs haven't been super hard to come by lately.
Do you think they score? Do you think they have to use the bullpen even in a losing effort? Like even if they're down 3 come fifth, I don't think they will. I think they'll go to Guerin, who just got called up, or Sessa.
I don't think they'll use
Chad. I don't know if Chad's available.
I don't think they'll use like all the good guys just to get him work, but I think like you could Britain, yes. Canely, I guess technically through yesterday, so he's a no. But I think like Britain and Otto will probably get in this game no matter what.
I would think that'd be my guess. I would like that, but my guess is they won't do it because they just steer away. But we'll see.
They just called Guerin up. I think he's getting in this game if there's a big disparity either way.
The old Joe Torre put him in right away. All right, let's go to the chat. There's some stuff here. Tom TD didn't get to watch the game last night. Was there anything noticeable about Paxton that you think contributed to the scoreless first and overall dominance? He was locating his fastball and throwing it fast. Like he hit 96, 97 in the first inning, but he was locating it well. I've said that I think Paxton gets himself up for bigger games more. Which like the analytics people hate that I say that because they don't think state of mind comes into play during sports in the slightest. Well, I think it does. which
in the slightest,
they really don't. They don't. They think like it has no bearing on the result. If they can't measure something, they just say it's random. They're like, no, it's just random. I'm like, you don't think that some humans are better in pressure situations than other humans? Just because like, we can't like graph that doesn't mean you guys just throw your hands up and say it's random.
Yeah, like so what I say on these things is like, I obviously clutch is like a thing, but I also agree with them to an extent that like the guys who are good in general are the guys who are good when gotta be good. Which I think is where you stand as well. But I think that's where people like misunderstand you sometimes because they think you don't believe that as well.
I don't understand the clutch. Like I was getting in the weeds with that MLB random stats guy and I had like no idea what he was arguing.
Yeah.
Like if a guy, when David Freese got really hot in the World Series, that was clutch. Like but they're saying that clutch doesn't exist. But like if you get hot when it matters most, that's clutch. I don't like that's what I don't get. Like they're arguing against that. I can't even fathom it.
Yeah. It's crazy the lengths people go to say that it like just doesn't exist at all.
Yeah.
And like that guys aren't just like better equipped to handle like tough spots sometimes.
Yeah.
But
like when the moment's big and you do good, that's pretty clutch of you.
That was
I don't understand like what the argument was. He's like, yeah, but just because David Freese had a good World Series doesn't mean he's going to be clutch next World Series. It's like, yeah, if people are saying that, then like obviously, but why would we even waste time debating that? But I don't know, whatever. I don't get it. Anyway, the chat. So I thought Paxton's fastball was locating perfectly, and off of that, his other two pitches just work better.
Yeah, he's throwing harder earlier, which he doesn't often do, which you touched on, but that was a big thing for him.
Yeah. CC has two career home runs, and one was against the Dodgers when he was on the Indians. Nice. He only has two career home runs. He has more than two career home runs. Oh, someone responded three career home runs because he hit two when he was with the Brewers. I'm pretty sure.
I know I can picture that like one grand slam he hit when I think he was still with Cleveland. I remember that was a fun day on SportsCenter.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to find that. I can find his career. I can find his career home run log very quickly. He has three home runs. He hit one with the Brewers, but the one with Cleveland was in 2008. So it was summer of 2008. He hit two. He hit it off Homer Bailey, Chan Ho Park.
Whoa. A couple friends.
Yeah. Dodgers have scored 7 runs in the last 3 games, 2 on Wednesday, 3 on Thursday, and 2 yesterday. Oh, I forgot they scored 2 yesterday. I was counting 0 for yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a couple.
But did get 2. It just felt like they didn't get any. Yeah. None of their runs changed my brain. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't factor in. I guess the first one was that weird like infield in play. So and it still
yeah, it didn't even like that. Didn't even. I was like, well, I don't care about that. Where it seemed very much like we were going to score a lot of runs, even when they had second and third and couldn't get out of it. Everyone was upset, and I was like, it seems like we're going to have guys on base every inning the way they're hitting. So I don't care.
Yeah. I felt confident we were going to score more runs, but I was kind of I was mad that it was just like. Why would we not just trade an out for a run here now?
Yeah, Cameron Maven was swinging huge in that at bat. But he got some hits later on.
Yeah.
Dodgers have... Do. Judge looked like he's coming back to his old self. Judge looks good. Oh, someone asked who we picked in the homer draft. I'll refresh that, and then we'll get out of here. I have DJ LeMahieu and Gio Urshela. BBD has Judge and Talkman. Two guys. CC's second time through the lineup is Diego's what to watch for. Yeah, I'm interested to see when CC gets pulled and if it's because he's bad, because he's got a hit, or because he had a really good outing and he's just at the end of his pitch limit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
that is the point.
I think he'll
be good today.
I think he'll be good enough, but get pulled before the pitch limit really comes a factor because it's you don't want him hitting. So that's what I got.
Yeah. These starters feed off each other. So I feel like especially CC is going to feed off of Paxton doing well the night before because he likes Paxton.
You know, it's so. What to watch for. We need good defense today. Defense kind of abandoned CC his last start. Right. So we need good defense today from Gio and DJ and Glaber and Didi. So we need like a couple dazzlers. And yeah. Gio's going to get a lot of balls at third. That's usually how CC starts go. So we need Gio running in, making some plays. That'll be nice.
Yeah. Give me a good like DJ pick at first.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're out. Enjoy the game, guys. Enjoy your Saturday. Thank you very much for stopping by. Big Baby David. Go follow him at BigBabyDavid_ on the Twitter. Also helps out on Talking Yanks Instagram and with a lot of other stuff we do. Thanks for joining. You got any last words?
Thanks for listening, guys. Watching, having fun. And please follow me. I like clout.
See you guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.